objected to shaving fellow policemen. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, the 12th of November, 1913, page 3, column 3. The Board of Police Commissioners was thrown into whispered speculation last night when Chief James L. Beavers and Mayor Woodward, for the first time since the Beavers administration, agreed upon any one matter of consequence. This agreement came on a motion to deny the application of ex-policeman George H. Spratling for reinstatement upon the force. Spratling, exactly 1 year ago, had resigned from the force under charges which had been preferred against him before the commission by Chief Beavers. The charges grew out of an alleged visit the ex-policeman had made to the home of a woman, where, it was claimed by police officials, he had met her without the knowledge of her husband. When charges were preferred before the commission, it was stated last night, Spratling resigned to take a position as railroad detective with a local railway. When his application was read before the commission Tuesday night, a strong fight was made to refuse it by Chief Beavers. Mayor Woodward agreed with the chief. The board tabled the application because of the 2-year limit imposed upon all policemen who are either discharged from the force or who resign under charges. Revelations of police conditions were made last night at the meeting of the Board of Police Commissioners when policemen Sneed and Jameson were arraigned on charges of conduct unbecoming an officer, it being claimed they had failed to patrol their beats properly. Chiefly, Officer Sneed declared that he strenuously objected to cutting the hair and shaving the whiskers of his policeman partner while they were on duty. Not only that, but he protested against the use of the implements of a Negro barber shop in said performances. Sneed was a tonsorial artist before joining the force. He stated before the commissioners that Jameson had requested him at numerous times to take him into a Negro barber shop on their beat in West End and give him a shave and haircut. Sneed also testified that on many occasions, policeman Jameson had invaded a Negro pressing club to which he had access and had cooked his breakfast therein when the mornings were so cold and chilly that a warmed-over meal was comforting. Then, he likewise told of alleged instances where he had remained with Jameson while Jameson slept on wintry nights within the cozy confines of a West End business establishment. Police Sergeant Luck declared that one bicycle officer of his rank was forced to patrol the residential section alone, and that it was impossible to be able to ascertain at all times whether or not certain men were asleep on their beats. The board dismissed the charges against Jameson, but Chief Beavers was ordered to reprimand Sneed for his conduct. Democrats lose out at Wesley Memorial. The annual election of officers at the Wesley Memorial Sunday School class was held last night in the clubroom at the Wesley Memorial Church. The choice of 3 parties was given on the printed ballots. Democrats, it seems, are falling into disrepute, for there was not a single vote cast for a Democratic nominee. The Socialists and Bull Moosers had it all their own way. The following officers were elected: President R.J. Pearson, Socialist; Vice President W.A. Thomas, Bull Moose; Secretary H. Sandiford, Bull Moose; Treasurer B.S. Sherman, Bull Moose; Press Reporter Vernon Frank, Socialist; Librarian Wilbur Tabler, Socialist; Teacher J.T. Rowe, Socialist; Assistant Teacher H.H. Harris, Socialist. Reporters examine policemen. The Board of Police Commissioners at the regular meeting last night appointed Britt Craig of the Constitution, Claude Neely of the Georgian, and Bert Clark of the Journal as the board to examine applicants for entrance to the Atlanta Police Department. Page 11, column 4, case of Jim Connolly may come up today. Jim Connolly, the Negro factory sweeper whose testimony was largely responsible for the conviction of Leo M. Frank on the charge of having murdered Mary Fagan, will probably be arraigned for sentence in the criminal branch of the Superior Court today. On account of court business, the Negro was not brought from the tower on Tuesday, Solicitor General Dorsey explaining that the criminal docket was too heavy during the day to admit Conley's case.